Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Henry Show. And in Las Vegas, some of the cocktail waitresses, we were discussing Las Vegas last hour, but we didn't get to this angle. Some of the cocktail waitresses in Vegas are rebelling against a requirement that they wear 3-inch heels. A lot of them who work in some of the more famous casinos are being forced to negotiate these gaming tables and customers and the very crowded atmosphere that many of these casinos can engender, wearing and certainly holding drink trays too, wearing these heels that a few of the waitresses consider to be unsafe, unhealthy, and possibly dangerous if you're falling down with a drink tray full of drinks. Now, I'm just sort of doing a cursory scan of this article. It's in the LA Times, written by Tom Gorman. But he says, and I quote, "Many casinos are reluctant to talk about their cocktail waitresses, how they are hired and what they wear, or to allow them to speak to reporters. Suncoast, for example, did not return phone calls, but some in Sin City acknowledge unabashedly the importance casinos place on the image of their drink servers. Let's not be naive," says Alan Feldman, a vice president spokesman for MGM Mirage, which holds a handful of the Strip's larger casinos, which owns a handful of the Strip's larger casinos. "From chewing gum to milk to cars to travel, sex sells everywhere." Closer to home, Rudy Canoza is the owner of a restaurant, and I want to get the name of this right, Mike. This is a brand new restaurant on Ventura Boulevard called La Casa de la Carne, and he joins us on our newsmaker line this evening from his restaurant. And Mr. Canoza, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Where are you from, by the way?
Yes, I come from Argentina originally. I have lived in the United States off and on for 5 years, but I have been in business both in Argentina and the United States.
Okay, are you a restaurateur?
The restaurant business is relatively new to me, but I've taken on some partners, and we have gotten into this venture, and it's been very successful, and we're very thankful for this because most of the business that I've been involved in was the import-export business. And that had been...
So you were a salesman?
Yes, a salesman and importing and exporting. And so that became part of my business. But now this restaurant, La Casa de la Carne, is taking up full-time.
And you have, my understanding is, Mr. Canoza, you have cocktail waitresses there.
Well, our food servers and cocktail waitresses both are required to wear... What we have waitresses, because we do have a business crowd, and it is mostly men. We do have a huge male crowd for lunch, and a very, very huge happy hour crowd. And you have to have young female waitresses in 3-inch heels, I think, for the girls to get the tips. What we do is we do this for the girls. We don't do this for the men. But we know who our clientele is.
All right, Mr. Canoza, you say that you have women who are cocktail waitresses and food servers, but they're wearing 3-inch heels for their own good, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying for their own good. I'm saying that they must, in order for them to interest the men. The heels themselves are better for the lower back, I think, but more importantly, many of the women I hire need the tip money. They are, some of them have just come out of high school or they don't have a high school diploma. Some of them are young women who have just come into Los Angeles, have just come into town from out of town. They don't know anyone. They have nowhere to stay. So they need money immediately. And I tell them that the best way for you to immediately when you start with me is for the very sexy to wear the high heel, to get into a nice dress, which is pleasing, I think, for men.
You say you have a mostly male crowd?
We have a mostly male crowd at lunch and for happy hour for dinner, yes, because we are in the business area here.
And so you're telling the girls to wear these nice dresses for the tips, right?
Yes.
Are they required to? Do they have to?
Well, the best gift that I can give these girls, we prefer that they do.
So what kind of a uniform are they wearing?
Well, what we have the women do when they come into work, we have a saying, you know, the longer the skirt, the lower the tip, the higher the skirt, the higher the tip.
And so they're short skirts?
They're short skirts.
How short are they supposed to be?
We use that 2 fingers, generally. 2 fingers below the cheek area. And I'm sorry.
Well, you see the cheek area.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of 2 fingers below the buttock area, the buttock cheek. And
two fingers below the rear end is what you're saying?
Two fingers below the rear end. And the 3-inch heels. We do this for the girls because what we have found that a lot of these girls are high school dropouts. They are looking to meet men. They are looking to be married, obviously. And I think many of the women I hire are not college material. Therefore, they're looking for a man. A waitress is pink-collar workers or in a dead-end job. Unless they find a man, the best gift that I can give my girls is to force them to wear the 3-inch heels on polished cobblestone floors. It's like training an athlete.
All right, well, Rudy Canoza is with us. So you have got your girls in 3-inch heels, and they're wearing these short skirts in your restaurant so they can find men.
No, I Phil, it's not my job for them to...
I mean, that's what you said, right?
Well, but it's not my job to find a woman, a husband. I'm saying that most of the girls that come to work for me are not college material. They're not brain surgeons. They're young women who are waiting tables. And the sooner they can find a man, the better it will be for them. So we do everything that we can to make sure that these girls can have the life that they want.
I mean, but that's not your job. You're the owner of a restaurant.
Yes, I am.
And you are there to serve food. By the way, you have an Argentinian restaurant?
Yes, so we serve Argentinian fare. We have a ribeye, a sirloin steak. We have something called a Rihanna, which is fried eggs, peas, and chips. We have a sirloin with pepper. So we have a good menu. But I can tell you that this is important for the girls. 100% Argentinian beef, by the way. But this is important for the girls. I just want to help these young girls out. It makes me feel as though I have done something good for the world. That's all.
So you got the girls in your restaurant wearing high heels and wearing short skirts so they can find men. And
these are waitresses, Phil. These are cocktail waitresses, and they are not going to set the world on fire. This is not Wernher von Braun with a rocket. These are not people who are going to go out and discover a cure for AIDS. These are cocktail waitresses. So the sooner that they find a man or the sooner they get themselves set up financially, the better they are. That's why I say for the tips and also for the...
And I've never heard a guy who owns a restaurant say that he's making the girls wear 3-inch heels for their own good.
No, but this is honest for me because I care about this for me.
All right, let me ask you a question. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Who is that in the background, by the way?
I'm at work right now. We have waiting for getting our dinner crowd served right now.
Okay. You have the girls apparently line up so that you can see how they're dressed for the evening?
It's important, yes.
Okay. Now, you do a finger check or something?
Two fingers below the butt cheek. I do the test.
Well, we've had complaints, apparently, or we've heard that there were complaints from waitresses that... That you're what? You're saying something to them?
No, I'm not saying anything to them.
Well, what is this thing you do with your mouth?
That is Latin.
So tell me about this.
Mr. Henry, when the girls come to me and they are making themselves presentable for the evening dinner crowd, and if a girl looks good, and then I will do something that is a Latin sign that a woman is beautiful. You say, la, 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 la. And that is simply...
What is that?
That is extending your tongue to say... Nah, 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 and to say she's beautiful.
All right, that's what a lot of these girls were complaining to you, and it reached our offices here, that you were watching them...
I'm not watching them do anything.
But, I mean, you had them in front of you before the dinner crowd, and you're going la-la-la or something.
I look at the woman, I look how beautiful she is, and I will say to her, it is Latin, and it means you are a beautiful woman. And I will say to her... La, 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 la. And that is simply to say you are dressed beautifully tonight. And
that, what is the phrase that you use in Spanish?
That is a phrase to tell her how beautiful she is and to tell her she is a queen this evening.
What is the phrase?
La hare el perro de algún hombre esta noche.
And that means what?
You are a queen tonight. And then I say, bebe, la.
Okay, is that Argentinian?
That is South American, yes. And it is a South American way for a man to tell a woman she's attractive and that...
So you line them up?
I line them up and I tell them, let me see your heels, they're good. Let me see the skirt you are wearing, that is good. And, okay, ladies, la are el perro de algún hombre esta noche. And all that means it's an Argentinian thing. And I'm giving these girls a chance to get on their feet in L.A. I don't know why you're giving me slack for trying to help out these poor girls.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just curious as to how this works. A restaurant owner. Okay, I want to ask you the question.
No, ask me a question.
You're not pimping these girls, are you?
I find that very offensive.
Okay, I mean,
I find that for you to say, I'm a restaurateur, I own a restaurant.
Okay, but I mean, what you're saying is you bring these girls in from, you know, you find them on the streets in L.A., and you give them a job, and you give them 3-inch heels, and you give them a short dress, and then you're lining them up to see if they're pretty enough.
That is part of the charm of our restaurant, yes. And I say to them, le haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche, la, 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 la. And, what?
Jesus. That's South American, huh?
It's Argentinian, yes. It means they're ready to go for the night. You're ready to go for the night. It is very sexy. It is.
Well, it sounds, I probably lose something in translation on the radio.
No, but when in person, it's very sexy.
All right, Rudy Canoza is with us saying, but 3-inch heels.
You have a woman who had this, most of the food service wearing 3-inch heels, yes.
And that's necessary in order for the girls to get tips. Rudy Canoza is the owner of La Carne de la, La Casa de la Carne, is that it? And he says that the cocktail waitresses and food servers in his restaurant wear 3-inch heels, even though a lot of waitresses don't like wearing them, because they get better tips and eventually may find themselves a man. Most of his waitresses don't have high school diplomas. They've just come into L.A. They're trying to get on their feet. He dresses them in short skirts, puts them in 3-inch heels, and does some la-la-la thing, and then sends them out for the night. 1-800-449-8686. The word is, though, from a lot of waitresses in Vegas, that 3-inch heels are dangerous and bad for you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Depends.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is the owner of Ventura Boulevard restaurant called La Casa de la Carne. This just opened up, right, Rudy?
We've 6 months, Phil, and we're very happy to say we passed the six-month mark. Where most restaurants fail within the first 6 months, we have been successful.
All right, but more to the point, what we're talking about here,
yes,
is the women, the waitresses, the food servers in your restaurant wearing 3-inch heels, and you say it's necessary for them in order to encourage tips from the men.
Yes.
What? And you say it's necessary for them to encourage tips and maybe even find themselves a man.
That is correct.
All right, where is it written in the job description of a restaurant owner that he has to find men for his waitresses?
Because, as I said, these are young girls who are brand new to the area. And a lot of them are, I don't think they have the hope of being with a man. You know, they are not the greatest looking. We dress them up. We try to give them something, some face powder, something to, you know, squeeze them into a little dress. I don't know. I'm trying to just give them confidence, because otherwise they're sleeping in a park. And that's why I say, you're asking me about la la la. The la 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 is a way to give a woman confidence, because it's an Argentinian way of saying, you are beautiful. Le haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche, la 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 la, which is a way of saying you are beautiful and you are sexy.
Okay, because I can't even imagine myself doing that.
Well, it's something to where Latin women understand.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm present myself. I'm from Spain. My boyfriend is from Argentina. And
yes, ma'am.
This is not true at all. I mean, I cannot. Obviously, this person.
What is not true? I said to the IFA, you are a Spanish woman?
Yes, I'm from Spain.
And if I say to you, la 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 la, you know what that means?
No. What does it mean?
It means that you are beautiful.
No, but maybe in your mind.
In my mind?
Yes.
not in my mind, in the real world.
No, I'm sorry. Boyfriend is from Argentina.
She says her boyfriend's from Argentina, and he's never done that.
No.
Has he ever said to you, "Le haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche"?
I don't even understand what you mean. But in that phrase, there is the word perro, which means dog in English.
Dog?
So I cannot imagine.
No. It means you are the queen of the night.
Excuse me. I'm from Spain, and
yes,
that doesn't mean that.
I understand.
And obviously, you do not speak Spanish.
I don't have the great mastery of Spanish.
Excuse me, from where are you from?
I come from Argentina, originally.
No, you have not.
Your boyfriend.
Can I speak Spanish with you?
No, I don't know Spanish that well.
Oh, also, you are not from Argentina.
I was, but I lost my grasp of the language because I traveled so long.
I'm sorry.
No, but your boyfriend, if your boyfriend does not go la 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 la, maybe you are not that beautiful. I am not trying to.
Don't insult the lady, okay?
Excuse me.
No, but ma'am, unless he says the la la, then maybe is there something wrong with your face?
I'm sorry.
Is there something?
With all my respect, you are full of crap.
Is there something wrong with your face?
This is not. I'm from Spain. I've been living in Argentina for almost a year.
Yes.
And this is not in any typical and
so
certainly.
If I say this to you, that has no bearing. That has no effect.
If you are saying that to me, you are really being very grotesque in every single language of the country.
He's being what, ma'am?
Doesn't mean anything.
But he says that that is some kind of...
That is for the sex.
He says that's some kind of a sexual come-on.
No,
it's not a come-on.
It's not true.
In Argentina?
No, not in Argentina.
What part of Argentina are you from?
I'm from Spain.
Oh, see? There you go.
There you go, what?
You're from Spain. You don't know Argentina. Argentinian.
No, I've been living a year. You want to speak with my boyfriend, which is from Argentina?
Her boyfriend is from Argentina.
Put him on the other line.
What do you mean, put him on the other line?
Do you have an extension? If he doesn't know la la la, then maybe he's from some part of Argentina.
Can you hold a minute and I'll bring him here? He's not from any other part of Argentina. That's offensive.
Does it come from the mouth?
It means identical in English that in Spanish, la 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 la, which means nothing.
In Argentina, the la la is a sign of sexual respect.
No.
A sign of sexual respect.
Right.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
It means I respect you, and so I would like to have sex with you.
If you respect a woman, first you will not say that, and after that you will demonstrate respect with that stupid, no meaningless thing.
No, I'm saying to you that you are a queen, that I appreciate you.
Do you really realize how you sound?
It sounds kind of stupid.
What?
I said it. The lady just said it. It sounds a little ridiculous.
The women go crazy for it. What are you talking about?
The women go crazy for it where?
I will tell you, there is a club that I go to near the airport. And I go in, and the women dance for me, and I say, blah, la, la.
Well, it's very obvious that your employees, they don't go crazy.
Yeah. How many of these women stay employed by you?
I got a high turnover, there's no doubt.
Okay, that's what I think. Look at, ma'am, thank you for your call tonight from San Diego. 1-800-449-8686. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes.
You know,
You're from Argentina?
My parents.
Okay, so you're...
Yeah, I was born here, but, you know...
Ah, blah, 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 blah.
No, my God, that's not true.
Is your father there? Because to speak to an Argentinian, Phil...
No, but I happen to be married to one, you know, and that is absolutely not true.
La haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche.
Oh, my God.
That is in Argentina. You know, for you to laugh is a sign of disrespect, but...
Wait a second, man. You say this...
Are you making that kind of sound isn't? Oh,
no,
my goodness.
That is a sign of sexual respect.
Well, you're going blah, 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 or whatever it is.
No,
Phil. You know who goes like
that? All right,
that?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, back with Rudy Canoza. We'll be right back.
worst way is to say bleh the other way.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Rudy Canoza. Rudy is a restaurant owner. He owns a brand new restaurant on Ventura Boulevard here in Los Angeles called...
It's called La Casa de la Carne.
Okay, La Casa de la Carne. What does that mean?
That means the... it means... It's difficult to put into English. Is it a
colloquial phrase?
It's difficult. La Casa de la Carne means the best, the best. You know, it's like the paramount, the very best.
Okay. Anyway, we're talking about the 3-inch heels that waitresses are wearing in Vegas. They're rebelling against that. Your waitresses wear 3-inch heels.
That is correct.
But what before they go out of the floor, now we've got this whole thing that you've been saying about la la la.
Well, no, the Argentinian man expresses his sexuality to his woman by 3 distinct lalas. The first is blulu, which is you are very beautiful. The second is that's if you just met her. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the last is the very sexy.
It's like a turkey gobble.
Yes, I've heard the people say it's reminiscent of the turkey gobble or something like that. See? So those are the different things.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Okay, in the first place, La Casa de la Carne, he doesn't even know what that means. He had to stumble on giving that. La Casa de la Carne.
There is a colloquial meaning for
no,
it, though.
Excuse me, so La Casa de la Carne means the house of meat. It doesn't have anything to do with it being very delicious.
Now, wait, sir. Well, this is the host, ma'am. La Casa de la Carne means the house of meat?
The no, house of meat.
But it can that's... also mean the wonderful place. Why do you say this? You know this man
it
does not speak Spanish.
I do know Spanish. I am a Latin female, okay? And I do know Spanish. You just finished saying yourself that you did not know Spanish and you were not fluent
no,
in Spanish.
But I hired a guy to design the sign.
Well,
so the guy you hired told you what?
He said it meant the best beef in the world.
If you want the beef in the world, you would say la el mejor carne en el cielo. You would not say, you wouldn't say la casa de la carne.
That is, you have a wonderful mastery of the language. My apologies
okay.
to you. May I say this, and I do not mean this
well,
in a disrespectful way.
I want to hear what you tell the women before you make those linguistic
But I'd like
comments.
To say to you, what I tell the women is, la ari el perro de algún hombre esta noche. And then I say, bleh.
But that does not mean that you're beautiful. It doesn't mean that you're beautiful.
What does it mean?
Agro un perro is telling you that the dog is barking to the man in the middle of the night. That's what you're saying. That is what those words mean. And it has nothing to do with being beautiful.
No. Okay, the guy that I hired then.
What do you mean the guy you hired? You're saying...
And then you're
Mr.
saying
Hendry,
that,
I am a business
you know,
owner. I don't like being laughed at, sir. And
no, wait. You are saying to these women, the dog is barking to the man in the middle of the night, and then you're going, blah, blah, blah.
I hired a guy.
You cannot even consider yourself
Argentinian
if you are not able to speak the language, and you have to hire someone to even speak it for you.
Ma'am, I have been away from my country for so long. I do no longer have a good mastery of the language. I do know colloquial phrases, and I always la arid el perro de algún hombre esta noche.
Maybe you should tell your waitresses. In the American language, that they look very beautiful and presentable, so that way they can present themselves to your customers.
And then I would
instead of giving them some kind of sexual, linguistic, verbal response to
no,
them.
No, but you see, for many women in America, these are girls who just got off a Greyhound bus.
It doesn't
they come
matter
from
if they just
Green
got off the
Bay,
Greyhound
Milwaukee.
Bus. Then you're discriminating them.
But
then
I want these girls
doing.
To
you're
feel.
Discriminating them.
I want them to feel special, so I say to them.
Well,
you know, and it lifts
should,
them up.
How could that lift anybody up?
No.
Going blah, 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 blah.
I show them how to use their short skirt and heels to their advantage, and then they can understand what I am trying to say.
And I understand that, too. But why can't, before making those tongue responses to them, you can just tell them, okay, you look appropriate for to serve the customer.
What you are telling
these women, you don't even yourself know what it means. So you shouldn't even say it without knowing the proper definition or the proper words.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me that for all these years I've been saying to them, a man is barking at a dog, or what is that?
In the middle of the night, yes, sir. That is what you are saying.
Oh,
and I hope
God.
Someone else calls and
oh,
corrects me, because I know that is correct, because I am very fluent in my Spanish.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it. Could I ask you something, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Which one is more effective, la-la-la-la-la, or blah-la-la-la-la, which one of the two?
Neither. How about you look very beautiful tonight and you can serve my customers now? How about that is more appropriate?
I tell the girls to drop silverware in front of the guys, and when they bend over, you know, wow, you know, and you're
okay,
saying I shouldn't do that?
No, well,
man.
That is the waitress's choice.
The poor
that
girls.
That is the waitress's choice. That's something else. That has to do with the waitresses. If the waitress decides to make that, if she makes that decision to drop silverware in front of her, your customers, that's her decision. But what I'm discussing with you is the way you're making them line up, and you're giving them some kind of response, some kind of, you know, inappropriate sexual response to them.
That's all I'm doing. I'm just going,
you know,
la, 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 la. That's all.
Well.
I have the fork drop. You know the Playboy clubs have the bunny.
Well, yes.
I have the fork drop at La Casa de la Carne. And you're telling me
say,
that doesn't mean the best meat in the world.
If you do not know what those words mean.
Right, exactly.
Then don't use them.
All right, man. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Williamsburg, Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to say that, you know, he's treating these women like hookers.
No,
you know,
ma'am.
He says they come right off the Greyhound bus. Well,
yes,
isn't
they do.
That what pimps pick up chicks and get them strung out on heroin?
No, I am giving
them
a job.
And then stick them out on the street corner?
Perhaps in your town, but
I mean,
give them a job.
Yeah, you give them a job being skanks. I mean, you give them a job being
restaurant.
Whores.
I'm
yeah,
not
in a
asking
restaurant.
Them. I'm not asking
Playboy
them to
Playboy bunnies are whores, too, so, I mean.
I am not, well. You know, some of the most beautiful women in the world are Playboy bunnies.
Some of the most beautiful women in the world don't have beauty on the outside. It's on the inside.
I guess
any
you,
woman
I guess
with any
you,
self-respect
right.
would not work for you.
I guess
and
you must be one of those girls,
rate,
huh?
I used to be a model.
Model for what?
I used to model the runway for Karl Lagerfeld in Germany. And I've
really?
Never met a more shallow group of people in my life.
What did you model
That's
for?
That's irrelevant. Like? Karl Lagerfeld.
What was he doing? Polar bear exhibits? I don't think...
She was a model on a run. You were a runway model. Yes, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh.
I was a runway model.
Well, what do you think of this? Blue, blah, blah.
I think you're a moron.
Okay,
think that,
you don't understand the... I don't think you're in Europe.
I think you're using women.
I don't think you're in Europe, because if you were in Europe, you would understand the Argentinian way.
Well, Argentina's not in Europe, you idiot. It's in South America. I don't think you understand. You obviously don't even know geography.
I've gotten some of my information is incorrect in terms of how that...
What do you mean your information's incorrect? If you're from Europe, you don't understand the Argentinian way.
Yeah, because Argentina is not in Europe. Yeah, it's in South America.
Yeah,
I mean...
All right.
And I just can't understand how, these women can let you... treat them that way. You know, obviously they have no self-respect to begin with, and those
I mean,
who did leave your employee.
I'm hearing a lot of women say the same thing, Rudy, that, you know, you have these girls, they come off a Greyhound bus, they're blowing into L.A.
They don't know any better.
They don't know anybody, and they don't know any better, and you're putting them into 3-inch heels and short skirts, and you're saying, a dog is barking at the moon in the middle of the night, which...
I got that. I'll admit that I screwed that one up.
You know what?
Oh, yeah,
you screwed
that one up.
I lived in Europe most of my life, and I knew what Casa El Carne meant. I knew it was House of Meat. I mean, hello.
Do they have one in Europe?
I knew that. Yeah, I've been to Spain. I lived in Torjón, Spain.
No. La Casa de la Carne.
Yeah, it means the house of meat.
Jesus.
You know, carne, like carnivore, like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
The house
hello?
Of meat.
Yeah.
And what did you think it meant?
The house of meat.
The best beef in the world is what the
That's
guy told me.
That's not what that means.
What guy told?
The
and
guy
how do you forget your language? How do you forget your native tongue?
Let's cut to the quick.
23 years and never forgot English.
Let's cut to the chase.
And English was not the spoken language in my house. We spoke the language of the country we lived in.
Do you speak German?
We lived there.
Do you speak German?
I speak German.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Turkish.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ich spreche Deutsch.
What is dein Name?
Mein Name? Mein Name is Buffy.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That's right.
I have one more thing, okay?
That doesn't do anything for her.
Doesn't do anything for her, okay?
Doesn't do anything. I mean, a buzzing of a vibrator would do more for me. And he probably doesn't even know how to operate that.
I wish I was in Virginia. I would strangle you with one of my socks.
Really? And I'd shoot you with my gun. Because you're a pig.
You are the first I've encountered that does not melt at the sound of blah da la 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 la. You don't melt at the sound of blah blah blah.
I think Bohick Bob burping after a beer would turn me on more.
A guy belching or a viber. Thank you very much for your call.
What about you, Phil?
I'm sorry?
What about you?
What about me?
La, la, la.
No, man, it don't do nothing for me, okay?
La, 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 la.
Get rid of this guy. What about me? Yeah, try it out on some few dudes. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show, reminding you that on the 4th of November, and that'll be on the 4th of November, a Saturday night, Casino Night 2000 begins. Casino Night 2000, what is this? Well, a group of us get together and honor My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And since we just had Rudy Canosa on talking about him pulling chicks off of the Greyhound bus and going, la, la, la. There are a lot of kids that come into town, and they're from far away places, and they just, man, wind up on the street. And in no time, they have all kinds of problems. They've got AIDS. They have every kind of disease. They got a drug problem. They got a violence problem. They're selling themselves in porno houses. This is a place that tries to turn these kids' lives around and gets them headed in the right direction again. And My Friend's Place has been around for 10 years, started by a great guy named Steve Lepore. And now they have a resource center on Hollywood Boulevard, a beautiful new community center. So on Saturday, November 4th at Casino Night 2000, we'll get together to raise a little money for them. And I can guarantee you there's going to be some surprises you won't want to miss. The Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport is where it's going to be held, conveniently located just south of the 10 freeway at the east end of the Santa Monica freeway. Tickets are $250 per person and can be purchased by calling My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000 coordinator Lizbeth Faust at 323-908-0011, extension 102, or mailing a check to Post Office Box 3867, Hollywood, California 90078. And there are corporate sponsorships available for that. An incredible evening, bringing leaders in the entertainment and corporate community together in support of My Friend's Place. And we'll see. I hope we'll see you there. And like I said, there's going to be a few surprises, and it ought to be fairly decent. It ought to be pretty cool. So my wife used to be in the insurance business, and we have a lot of insurance in our house. And she said to me, you know, I want to take out an insurance policy on your life. I said, well, that makes sense, you know, because if I go, There's trouble in River City, man. I mean, we've got to have some funds. So she took out a significant amount of money on my life, and I had to go through physicals for this, you know, blood pressure and blood test, and they come out to your house and they give you an EKG. They give you a heart scan thing. And anyway, so I've got this in my mind when one night she calls down from the bedroom, "Have you taken your vitamins yet, honey?" And I look down at the table, and there's a few vitamins that she lined out for me. And right at the end is this white capsule with powder in it. And I actually did the following. I took them, and I took the white capsule and threw it in the garbage, and I did the rest. Without telling her, right? She just, "You're sure now? You took them?" "Yes, I took all of them." "You took all of the—" "Yeah, I took the white capsule and threw it away." I don't know what made me paranoid, but see those paranoid moments? I can't be alone. There must be other people out there who just like, I don't know, I want to leave this party early because this guy that just came in the door, you know what I mean? I trust, quote, my wife, end quote, completely. Now, anyway— Well, anyway, it kind of has a good ending because I said to her, "You know what? I have to tell you something." She said, "What?" I said, "I remember that pills that you gave me, like you said they were vitamins?" She goes, "Yeah, I threw away the one with the white capsule." She goes, "What the hell are you talking about?" "I threw away the white capsule one with powder in it." "Well, what did you think it was?" "Well, you'd just taken out a significant amount of money in life insurance." She goes, "You idiot. It was chromium picolinate, you moron. It's a legitimate mineral or vitamin to help me, like, I think, I don't know what, to get vitamins back into my system if I drink too much beer. Oh, I know, it helps me lose weight. But I, at least I said to her, you know, I thought you were trying to poison me. She goes, Jesus. So that happened. That was, yeah, that instills a lot of, I said, look, I'm telling you now that I thought at that time you were trying to poison me, but I no longer feel that way, honey. Doesn't that make you feel better about our marriage? And she said, yeah. Yeah, it does. By the way, Melissa Morgan, our associate producer and creative director and everything else, is going to be married pretty damn close to Halloween. And at her wedding reception, everybody is invited as long as you're wearing a costume or a mask. So I'm going, even though she won't know it's me. She's invited me. I think I'll tell her I won't be there and then show up dressed as Freddy. Cross City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just had a comment for the gentleman there with the that's getting ready to pull the car.
Yeah.
To go ahead and pull the car and get it over with, because it doesn't prove a darn thing to him. And there are a lot of Korean veterans.
Are you a veteran, sir?
I'm 69 years of age, and I was flying missions at night in an unarmed aircraft over North Korea.
Are you a Korean War veteran, sir?
Yes, I am a Korean War veteran.
God bless you.
And I don't think I'm any more or any less a hero than the next door neighbor. I don't see where he really was. You could just walk away from that and say, hey, you know, maybe he wasn't a hero.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what I'm. You see, know, this guy disrespected.
Maybe he wasn't a hero, and maybe you were. But why do something stupid like go out there and pull that car? That's not going to do anything.
Because Steelworth, along with all these other D-Day boys, want to lord it over us like they saw.
Oh, they don't want to lord it over us. I've got a whole bunch of friends that are D-Day boys, and I haven't had one of them yet to lord it over me.
Well, how come Steelworth's, and he's sitting up on his front porch right now?
Hey, that's one person. Stupid.
Yeah.
One person out of,
you know, Mr. Bonafide, you can't even get a fellow Korean War vet to stick up for you.
I'm stupid. Is that it? Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Let me tell you, see if you laugh at this. Let me ask you if you laugh at this one. Steelworth's up on his front porch right now eating a tuna fish sandwich, laughing his rear end off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be right there with him, too, if I was there.
You'd be? All right, that does it.
You know, okay, that's all I want to say.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you while I'm pulling this car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pray for you while you're pulling that car.
You're going to pull that car.
And let me ask you one more question before you go, because I've been having to deal with this now for the last 45 minutes. Every time I say pull the car, Hendry thinks it's real funny. And you know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking I'm pulling my putt, isn't he?
I think it's funny, too, frankly. I think it's
dumb.
Well,
that's a fine, how do you do?
I think it's dumb.
Well, that's not the same thing as yanking my thing, is it?
Well, it might be.
Are you going to pull your car?
There, did you hear that? Are you going to pull your car?
Yeah, are you going to pull your car?
So you think I'm yanking my thing?
I just wanted to get my 2 cents in. I'm gone now.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Okay.
Phil Hendry.